Just being there was my favorite part.
Yeah, being in Australia was fantastic. Seeing all these incredible sets and props and...
You know, being able to fly and sword fight is just like a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And working with all these amazing people like Jeremy and Jason Isaacs and everyone. It's just incredible.
Well, I mean, it's a story that'll live on forever. I mean, J.M. Barrie wanted this story to be for kids. It's the number one kids story in the world. I mean, Peter Pan, all kids want to fly and they want to sword fight, and some of them don't even, some of them even don't want to grow up. And I mean, it's a kid who has everything that a kid wants, and the kid, and this kid has it, Peter Pan, and he will not give it up. And this movie will bring out the imagination in the kids. And you know, every person has a kid in their in them, and this movie's gonna bring out the kids in the adults.
No! I must become a man that children fear and adults respect. We shall all end up in the street!
George, not so loud.
George, the neighbors will hear.
Let them hear! Let the whole world know! This is not a nurse! This is a dog! Tomorrow, you begin your instruction with Aunt Millicent. It's time for you to grow up!
Well, my character is Aunt Millicent, and I'm Mr. Darling's sister. She's unmarried, which makes her an expert on children. You know, it's usually the maiden aunt who knows absolutely how children should be raised. Clearly not the way the Darlings are doing it. Aunt Millicent feels that the dog for the nanny is just one of the worst ideas that could possibly be, partly because it will cause the neighbours to gossip, and that's never a good thing. But she, for all her strictness, she does have this remembrance of romance, I think. So she recognises in Wendy that Wendy's at that dangerous about-to-become-a-woman stage. I think it's a totally universal story that can be told again, but I don't think J.M. Barrie's story, as he wrote it in the book, which is much, you know, has all these complexities that the film has, while still being something you can take your four-year-old children to. I don't think it's been truthfully told before on screen as a live-action film. So it's, I think this is the one that will keep being replayed long after we're gone.
Delightful to report that they reached the nursery in time. But then there would be no story.
It's a gift that's so good it opens itself.
It's just like it's a breathtaking roller coaster ride, and there's not 1 minute of boredom. It's all completely very fast cuts.